said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. They will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the white flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothed the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, would we not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things are the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you beside. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus says, "Don't worry about tomorrow." I remember when I was entered the seminary, my first encounter with my spiritual director is asking him, "Can I be a priest in the future?" Of course, he gave me consolation, "Don't worry. Live well every day in the seminary." People were thinking, what will be tomorrow? So true. Then I started to live well, try to live well every day. And I like the word Jesus telling us today, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. Today's trouble is enough for today. I remember just the day before my ordination, I couldn't sleep that night. Another trouble came to my mind. What will be tomorrow? I locked at the door of a priest next door. By that time, I was living in the cathedral in Hong Kong. So an old priest, he knows that I'm worrying for many things. He told me, "Peter, try, no matter you go, love the person next to you." And after all these years, it's so true. Although we are sent to different places, different assignments, but so true. It's important to love the person next to you. Many times you worry about people next door, next country, and not concerned about the person just sitting by your side. It happens to us priests. So preoccupied for so many assignments that perish, we lose the taste of life. But our Heavenly Mother is also teaching us, be at peace. The first apparition, peace, peace, peace. The peace of heart. Come, I know all of you know, an openness to the grace of God. But only the present moment we can live the grace of God. Not past, it will never be back. But even tomorrow, I can die today. Only today, only now, I can live well. God's will. It's simple. God's will for me, this moment. I try to speak with my heart. And you try to listen with your heart. That's all. That's the will of God. In this moment, Jesus come to you. You're doing well. Because this is the will of God. Look, Jesus won't ask us what kind of project you have done. In Matthew chapter 25, he's asking, when I'm hungry, you feed me. When I'm thirsty, you drink me. When I'm sick, you visit me. This simple act of love, and that's the present moment means. So we ask the Lord to give the strength, and also Holy Mother, that we say we follow Him, Jesus. That means Jesus always doing the will of the Father. You, even at the end, He said, Father, can you lift this cup from away from me? But it's not according to my will, but your will. Even at the end of His life on the cross, He's crying out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? So much pain. But at the end He said, Lord, I commend my spirit into your hands. So always put God in the first place in our life. We pray that we have this blessing for our Heavenly Mother, that we live, try to live well, the will of God in every present moment.